All right, so the Summer House reunion has wrapped up over on HeyU. You can stream the whole season now on HeyU. There is an extra deleted scenes episode which appears to be happening, so we might get that next week. And it's the deleted scenes we were talking about last time we caught up. So it's the TENS machine, and maybe it's the conversations with Paige following the Craig breakup. So that's unusual. We don't normally get a deleted scenes episode, so that will be interesting to watch. As for the reunion, so we haven't talked about either reunion. I'm more happy. I'm more impressed with how the treatment of Lexi went this week. I feel like the first part of the reunion, everyone was sort of team Jesse and Lexi was just there upset on the couch. But I do feel like it was a better representation for her this time, that it was clearer that she was in a lot of pain and that this was quite a hard thing for her to do. It was kind of being swept under the rug a little bit in part one of the reunion.
I felt awful for her. And I was getting really annoyed because Paige and Sierra are very much, you know, girl power and Amanda, like they sort of all stick together. And the fact that they were joking in the first part of it with Jesse, kind of playing team Jesse right in front of her while she was really upset on the couch with no regard for her feelings, yet we keep going back over how Sierra was hurt over West. What's the difference between the two? Like, I don't understand. We've all got to feel so sorry for Sierra. Personally, I feel sorry for both girls. I think those guys, I feel like those girls can do better to start with.
Yeah.
But both of those boys treated them awfully. But why are we meant to feel sorry for Sierra, yet the double standard is we've got to laugh about it and Lexi's just got to get over it.
Mm.
Why? Because she's young.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. I'm sick of the West and Sierra thing. I don't want to hear any more about it.
Yeah, we're done. Move on.
Yeah, I like West. I don't think that they're good together, but I don't want her to keep bringing it up and how she's not apologizing. Fine. Or not accepting his apology. I'm sick of that.
We had the announcement that Lindsay and Turner are over. So I think I mentioned that really early on in the season that they weren't together. So the public announcement of it has come through at the reunion. They seem to be handling the co-parenting really well. Like the fact that they've just, I love that she said that they put their romantic relationship on pause, like it's a show. Like, you know, you put the housewives on pause, they put their romantic relationship on pause, which basically means it's gone and it's probably never coming back. But I liked her, like Lindsay was just so measured and she had a take on a relationship and something that had happened at some point in the episode. And even Andy sort of sat back and went, wow, that was a great read. Like, or someone said it was a great read. I just think Lindsay had her best season. I just loved watching her. I really want to see Lindsay, Paige, and Amanda have a spin-off. I think that the three of them and, you know, maybe Sierra, maybe Gabby, even Gabby was good this episode, the way she was supporting Lexi. And I loved, like, I know that there was this moment where they were criticizing Carl or they were criticizing Gabby for saying things about Carl. She's not wrong. Carl doesn't contribute to anything. He doesn't drink. He's in a party house. He's in a summer party house. He's there with his non-alcoholic beer. And this is not me having a go at people who don't drink, but he's not entertaining to watch. And yes, he had big teeth.
Is Gabby entertaining to watch? Because other than that reunion, I couldn't tell you one thing that she's done the whole season. So that's the poop called the kettle black.
You are right. Yeah, she was non-entertaining, but she is a good friend of. I feel like as a side, yeah, not as a full-time cast member, but I didn't like that she was then having to do the apology and Carl's like, I'm really self-conscious about my yellow teeth and brushing them with a comb and all these. I just thought it was weird, wasn't it? Who brushes their hair? See, I've only been watching Summer House since you and I started to be friends. So I don't have the backstory. I need to go back. I need to go into HeyU. I need to go back and stream from series one because there's so much history that I don't know about. Like, I don't know Carl as anybody other than boring downer Carl. I don't know the party boy that he was that got him to this point. So, I mean, I'm missing a bit of context.
Carl and Paige used to pash in the pantry.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine that.
But he was actually very fun. I thought that the episode yesterday, for me, who I'm not a fan of lemurs.
I've not been Carl's biggest fan.
And for me, it was a bit of a redemption episode for Carl. I've said things about his teeth. And now I feel quite bad because I'm like, he's been in the public eye. He copped it, obviously, about having yellow teeth, which I didn't notice in the first.
I didn't know.
And then his teeth were too big. And then I felt a bit sorry for him. I feel like it's cute how he seems very nice about Lindsay. And I know that they've had problems and I know that they're broken up. But I like that he has wanted to meet Gemma, and that when she did that read on, I think it was Jesse and Lexi, and she sort of gave an insight as to what was going on, he clapped for her. He was like, well, she's not wrong.
Yeah.
So he's not enough. And I think that shows maturity. And for me, it sort of turned me around a little bit about Carl, because I'm like, he is mature. He will make a really good partner for somebody, but it's just not easy. He's not that fun in the house.
Yeah.
But yeah, Gabby, if Paige was saying it or Lindsay was saying that about Carl, I can get it. But when Gabby said it, I was like, yeah, but who are you? Because I forgot that you were here for 90%.
I just felt when she said it, I'm like, that's exactly all the things that I'm thinking in my head. And I was so happy that she actually came out and said it.
Yeah.
And then to have to turn around and apologize for saying it. It's like,
yeah, that is the right thing to do. It wasn't nice, but you are also just saying what you're thinking.
And what I was thinking is if you were at home. I love the way they ended the episode with the white Russians in the baby bottles. That was cute. With Carl with his oat milk. Look, I am going to miss it. I really like it. I mean, we've had Paige come out and leave Summer House in the last 12 hours, I think. She's posted that online. What's next?
I found the Paige and Craig stuff really interesting. I love that she had her moment to tell her side of the story. I am team Paige. Craig would be so frustrated watching that episode.
Can you imagine? She's spilling all the tea about the wedding getting kicked out of Amanda Ricard's wedding.
He is a bit of a nasty pasty, isn't he? He is. And you can see that she has protected him. So she said, I've stuck up for him as his girlfriend gone home behind closed doors and said, you're wrong for this and that. I love the reconciliation between Paige and Kyle over the, like, there was all that drama and, over the iced tea range.
Yeah.
I love watching that come full circle. What I don't want is, I feel like, are they going to do, like, a valley version of the Summer House? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's young, they're going to get more young people into Summer House and then follow the other people where they go, they're in New York.
Yeah.
Are they going to do that? Because are they going to do that with every show?
I think they need to find a way to keep current shows going, but find greener pastures for their retiring or aging stars.
Maybe Summer House.
We see it.
Maybe Summer House is done. And maybe we do see it was done.
I don't want to see Summer House done. Like, I want it to keep going.
Without Paige.
Yeah.
And how long can we watch? Like, we can still watch Kyle, Paige and Amanda and stuff doing stuff in New York, Lindsay living her life with her baby. Maybe we don't need that version of Summer House that in that house to exist. They do something different.
Yeah.
Completely. I don't know. I still want that show, but I think we don't need to try and replace that. Do something different. Roll with the older ones, because I don't want every show to have the older people and then the new one where they're doing like Vanderpump Rules.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.